The State Transportation Department says there were 68 crashes last year between vehicles and trains at surface-level crossings. Two deaths occurred and 14 people were injured. DOT rail specialist Jim Tracy says Wisconsin was among the 15 highest states in collisions and fatalities last year. He says the state has been installing more safety gates and warning lights at crossings and has been trying to warn people.
You know, we do our engineering to see what we can do to make things safer. Then we certainly do all we can to educate the public to the hazards of highway railroad grade crossings. You know, try to teach the public to be aware of those signs and the signals and be aware of their surroundings.
Tracy declined comment on the Monday crash in Elm Grove, but notes that Wednesday is Operation Lifesaver Awareness Day in Wisconsin, when people are urged to take care as they approach highway rail crossings. The issue of rail crossing safety also comes as more people push for higher speed passenger rail in the Midwest. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman says if federal money for high-speed rail comes to Wisconsin, more should be spent on grade separation, meaning more building of underpasses or overpasses.
I think that's a benefit for communities, for the driving public, as well as the freight railroads, whether you ever run a passenger train on those lines.
Bauman says it doesn't appear that the railroad companies are willing to foot much of the bill. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.